You can ride around the world with me.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
So you know me, how much I love Dave Chappelle.
Big time. Love him.
Yeah. So I guess he gets interviewed a lot on television, and they always go to the small town where he lives, which is called Yellow Springs, Ohio, which is outside Dayton. It's a tiny little town. There's like 2,000 people in the whole town.
Mm.
It's like, you know those murder shows, Murder in the Heartland, where there's like 50 people and one of them kills the other?
That's the town they do it in.
That's how small the town is. It's tiny, tiny.
Mm.
So, but he's a big fan. He loves, you know, he didn't go to Hollywood. He doesn't live in New York. He lives in this small town in Ohio where he feels safe and comfortable. His family's there. And he puts his money where his mouth is. So his latest project is that he has a company and they're building a restaurant. There was an abandoned, I guess it's like an abandoned fire department, fire building. What are those called? Firehouse.
Firehouse. What's the fireplace called? Yeah, it's a firehouse.
It's like an abandoned firehouse, and he's building a restaurant there. Yeah, and I think it's going to be called like the Firehouse Restaurant. And he's also putting in a comedy club, you know?
Mm.
So in that same area, not too far away, there was a proposal to build affordable housing, which on paper sounds great. People should have a place to live. Of course, they should be able to have a place to live that they can afford and raise their families. Nobody's against that. The problem is, this is an ill-conceived affordable housing project. And I only know this because I've read all the articles about it. Even people that were like, pro, like, put in affordable housing. Oh, wait, what? Okay, maybe not yet. The problem is, they don't have enough roads. So they first have to build roads that go to these housing to these buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like, some of them are buildings, some of them are duplex. They're not sure what they're going to do. Well, you don't even know what you're building. And then if you don't know what you're building, we have a water system here that is very limited. What pipes? You need water pipes. You need water. You can't just build buildings and not give people water.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So the whole thing is very, it seems like it's been ill-conceived from the beginning, their heart is in the right place. They want to build affordable housing. They need it. But there's more that has to happen first. So there's a lot of people out there that are like, oh, Dave Chappelle, he's such a boomer. Oh, what an asshole. Just you. And they're saying all these negative things about him without knowing the full story. So I just gave you the full story.
Mm.
He's not against affordable housing. He's against this project because it's going to cause a lot of traffic in the areas where he lives and wants to build his restaurant and comedy club, and he's going to be, you know, he's offering jobs to people. I mean, he's helping the community. So he went to the city council meeting, and I guess, I don't know if he knows it, but the whole thing is always taped. Like they video the whole thing.
They put it on the web. It's live.
It's live on YouTube.
Right.
Yeah.
All city councils of any shape or size do that.
Right, which is why it was funny. Remember we saw that one where the guy brought a green screen, put it in his car, and he pretended he was home, but he was driving.
That one and the guy that started to take off his clothes in the city council meeting, he started to get naked. Yeah,
right.
there's always something going on because they're always rolling some type of video.
Live, yeah, people don't realize there's always video rolling. So there's video rolling, and they have their meeting. And I guess, you know, Dave Chappelle knew, but I guess he didn't realize that this was going to go viral. So here is Dave Chappelle at his local Yellow Springs city council meeting telling them that if they build this affordable housing in this terrible way, he is taking all of his projects off the table.
Hi, I'm Dave Chappelle. I just want to say, I don't know why the village council would be afraid of litigation from a $24 million a year company while they X out a $65 million a year company. I cannot believe you would make me audition for you. You look like clowns. I am not bluffing. I will take it all off the table. That's all. Thank you.
So to see all the people laughing, like they thought it was a stand-up routine. They were like, he shows up like, hi, I'm Dave Chappelle. And they're like, okay, yay, we're ready. Like they thought they were being
paid to get in here. This is awesome.
I know. Like they were being punked or something. But he was just a citizen voicing his opinion. But I think people have a problem with it because he's rich and he's famous and they feel like he has a louder voice than other people.
Mm.
But no, he's a local business owner. And as it turns out, They all voted against the project anyway. And people that were for the project, once it was presented to them that it was that there were too many things they didn't consider, like the roads and the water, they were like, you know what? You're right. We're not ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you will see this story everywhere today and tomorrow, certainly tomorrow. And it will make Dave Chappelle look like he's just a bully. So I wanted to give you the context of it so you understand that he's just a business owner in that town. And everybody stood up and was against this housing project.
And that happens in every town. The town that I live in, they're building all this stuff right outside this big intersection. And right now, you can't get through the intersection because it's so big. But nobody thinks that far through. They said, oh, let's put it there. We'll worry about it later. No, there's only this one lane road. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, that happened here in New York City, too. There was an area where they had taken out affordable housing, sold that to developers, and they put up these big giant buildings with, like, multi-million dollar apartments, and there's a big lot across the way. So they were like, that's it, we're taking this lot, we're putting affordable housing here. And they started building, and they realized, oh, there's a reason why no one's building on this lot. It's a swamp. You can't put a foundation in here. So to this day, and I just walked by there today, to this day, it is a big, giant, empty, barren, open lot.
It's in the heart of the city.
In the heart of a city. Well, let me say something else. With water views, it's facing the East River.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the affordable housing that was going to go there, these people were going to have an amazing view, except for the fact that the view was going to be mostly from their bed because they were going to be sunk down into the river. So, yeah. I mean, like, the concept is there. Like, people want to help other people. But then when you get down to the nitty-gritty, you can't put a building here.
Yeah, I always wonder about that. When you put a building, like, your building your size, you have a big building in New York. How does that not just sink into the ground all the time? You know, it just blows my mind.
Yeah, no, I wonder the same thing all the time. Like, wow, modern engineering is amazing when you think about it. I mean, and I live in an area where they're building stuff like crazy. And I used to make fun of all the men that I knew who would stop and watch the other men building things and be like, oh, look at them building stuff. Now I'm the idiot who's like, how are they doing this? Mm-hmm. And I stop and what's so funny is, I don't know if you know this, but so here in New York City, whenever they're building something, they put up basically like plywood around the building project to protect everybody. But every couple of feet, they put a little window in because they know that people want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want the looky-loos walking in to the project and getting, you know, something happening because they're not wearing hard hats and it's dangerous. So they have to put windows in to keep people out.
Like you're
people want to see what's going on. Yeah, we're all so nosy. We got to know what's going on. I want to see what's going on. So you got to put a window in at least. Otherwise, I'm coming in. And if I get injured, you're screwed.
Yeah, I don't understand why buildings don't sink. And I don't understand how you get those cargo ships, how you put all that cargo on and it doesn't sink right to the bottom. Doesn't make any sense to me at all.
It's called physics. You should probably Google it.
I understand that, but I don't understand how they do it. It's got to be hard.
Well, just because you don't understand doesn't mean it can't be done. That's like people that are afraid of flying. It's like, I understand that you don't get the concept of something that heavy being up in the air and how it stays up. But trust me, it stays up. And there's enough people who fly planes and engineers who put planes together that they get it and they're not afraid. It's like, just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's, you know,
no, I get that. I just look at it funny. I look at airplanes funny. Why don't they fall out of the sky? I look at birds. Why don't they fall out of the sky? It doesn't make any sense. So it's not like I'm not going to fly. I just don't understand it.
Right.
This is what's going on in my head. This is why I don't speak it too often, because you say, you need to learn physics.
No, but and this is why we have Google, because you can just Google how do cargo ships not sink.
Can you imagine working at Google and just seeing that in real time, what people Google? Why come the ships don't sink? It's like, wow.
If anything ever happens to you, the first thing you should do is erase your search history. Not because it's porn, because of the stupid questions that you probably asked Google.
Yeah, because I probably said, why come something?
Right.
And Google had to figure it out.
Hello? Check. Everybody hear me?
More like cockroaches than human beings. Cockroaches, they only live in the darkness of the suffering of others.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Cockroaches.
I always say that you're a gross girl.
Thank you.
But now I have a test to see how gross you are.
Okay.
You have to answer these questions with, yeah, I've done that, or no,
all right,
I have never done that. So we're going to see how gross you are. All right. Have you ever refused to throw away a ratty, falling apart bra?
The reason why the answer is absolutely not, because I don't wear a bra.
But when you did wear a bra, did you refuse to throw it out because it was falling apart, but you still liked it?
No. The whole thing about bras is they're supposed to hold your tits up. So if it's falling apart, it's not holding anything up. Trust me.
All right, we'll say no with that. I don't want to know the answer to this. Have you ever plucked your nipple hair?
I don't have nipple hair.
Oh, thank God.
Do women have nipple hair?
I don't know.
Is that a thing? I never even heard of that.
I guarantee this is a yes. Have you ever applied new makeup on top of old makeup because you were too lazy to wash it off?
Oh, every woman has. And let me just, I'm gonna throw Star Jones under the bus right now, because she's the one who taught me how to do that. So I used to do, sorry to like name drop, but not that she's a big name. No one cares about her anymore. So I used to work on Star Jones' show. She had the Star Jones show on, I guess what's now Court TV.
Mm-hmm.
I forget. I think it used to be called True TV. I forget the name of the channel then. But so, you know, she was on like every single day, and sometimes she would shoot more than one show in a day, and we would take forever going through hair and makeup. And I said to her one day, I'm like, girl, how do you sit through hours of hair and makeup every single day? She goes, I don't sit through it every day. She goes, when I have a really good makeup, I lay in bed and I sleep like this. And she put her hands up like she was a corpse. And she's like, I lay down and I sleep like this. And then they just do touch-ups the next day. I was like, perfect. So that's what I started doing.
That's really gross, by the way.
Well, yeah, I guess it's not only is it gross, but it's actually not really good for your skin or your eyes. Like eye makeup, you're supposed to take it off every night. But mm-hmm. No, Hundo P, I used to all the time, like, yeah, put on makeup and then just touch it up the next day.
Have you ever looked forward to plucking ingrown hairs?
I don't have ingrown hair. I'm not a very hairy person. That's the problem. Like any hair question, I don't think I can really answer it. I don't have hair in places most women have hair.
These are just getting worse and worse.
Okay. Well, listen, you brought this up.
I know. I didn't read through all of them. Have you ever continued to wear underwear that's been stained because fuck it?
Again, I don't wear underwear, so you're knocking at the wrong door here.
Have you ever Febrezed sweaty, dirty clothes as a quick fix instead of
a million times?
Doing laundry.
Don't even finish that sentence a million times.
You have.
I'm like a guy. Yeah, of course. I am the pick something up off the floor, smell it. If it doesn't smell bad, put it on.
I don't want to answer. I don't want to ask this. Have you ever gotten your pubes trapped in your pad's wings?
When I used to have pubes, yes. Yeah, how do you not? It's hard not to. Listen, that's got nothing to do with whether you're clean or dirty. That's just physics.
No, I'm just asking the question. I didn't write the question. I'm just asking the question.
That has nothing to do with being dirty or clean. And I am from a generation that we waxed everything.
These are getting worse. Have you ever rubbed your hands over your prickly leg hairs just for fun?
Oh, yeah. A million times. Everyone does. Not for fun. To be like, you know, do I need to shave? Whoop. Yeah, I guess I do.
Have you ever worn clothes with stains because fuck it, no one will notice?
Oh, yeah. I do that now. Are you kidding? Let me tell you the beauty of turning 40. you become invisible to the world. Like, for the first time in my life, I can go to a bar and just have a drink with a friend and nobody bothers you. It's like when I was younger, I used to go to gay bars with my girlfriends because we don't want men bothering us all the time. Once you turn 40 and become invisible, it's fantastic. You can go to bars.
You can have stains all over your clothes.
Nobody notices you. It's actually great. I love it.
This is going to be a yes, and this is gross. Have you ever worn the same stinky gym clothes 3 times in a row without washing them?
No. Even, that's one thing. No, not even 2 times in a row. Okay. No, I have favorite gym clothes that I will come home, if I'm not doing laundry, I will hand wash so I can wear it again the next day if I really, really want to. But I will never wear gym clothes. If I sweat in it, no, it's like trash.
Have you ever bled into your sheets a tiny bit, but were too tired to change it?
All through my 20s.
That's so gross.
No, it happened. Listen, I was busy. I was busy in my 20s. I didn't have time to do laundry every single time I got my period and I wasn't expecting it.
Have you ever worn the same smelly bra for a month without washing it?
Again, don't wear a bra.
But back in the 20s, did you?
No. Maybe, probably. I wasn't really a big bra washer. So I'm going to say probably I didn't wash it yet.
Have you ever drip dried when there was no toilet paper?
Every woman has. You don't have a choice. Listen, I can't tell you how often, like, you really have to pee really badly. I now carry tissues with me wherever I go because of this. But every woman... Anyone who tells you that they didn't do this is lying. Every woman has been in a situation where she has to like pee so bad, she pees outdoors or she runs into like a men's room or a convenience store somewhere and there's no toilet paper and there's nothing you can do. You just have to sit there and just deal with it.
I've skipped over a couple of questions because I don't even want to ask.
They're just so gross.
Yes, I don't even want to know. Have you ever worn the same underwear for 2 days in a row?
I mean, not intentionally, but when I used to hook up with a guy, I would, I would wear underwear to his house and then probably not wear underwear home. But if I am wearing a skirt or a dress, probably like you turn it inside out to get home.
The walk of shame inside out underwear.
Yeah, we've all done it. If you're a whore like me, you've done it.
Have you ever felt satisfied when tugging a piece of hair out of your butt crack?
All the time. It's the greatest feeling ever. When you have long hair and you shower, hair ends up everywhere.
Okay. I've skipped a lot, just to let you know. Have you ever peeled off dry bits of skin off your lips and left it laying around?
No, you don't leave it laying around.
I don't want to know.
Spit
that.
It out. Okay. What don't you want to know? Give me one that you don't. I won't answer it. I just want to know the question that you don't want to know.
Have you ever done a poor job at wiping and were like, fuck it? See, I don't
want to. I see why you don't. But I will tell you, that's why I baby wipe. And if you don't use baby wipes, you're not as clean as you think you are.
Have you ever gotten really excited over popping a zit?
Yeah. That's not disgusting. We pop zits on our dogs.
This is a yes. I know this is a yes because I've seen you do it. Have you ever smelled your clothes you've already worn just to see if they're too stinky to wear again?
I just told you a few minutes ago that I do that. I still do that. I leave it on the ground. I pick it up. Does this smell? No. Great. I'm putting it back on.
Have you ever smelled your own farts and even the bad ones and secretly enjoyed it?
I don't think anyone enjoys the smell of farts. There's nobody that enjoys. Do you enjoy the smell of your farts?
Yeah, I guess.
No, you don't enjoy it. I mean, you smell it because you can't help it. You're next to yourself, but you don't enjoy it, do you?
This is 100% true because I lived with you. Have you ever left a bunch of your hair on the bathroom floor for a very long time?
Yes.
You shed like a cat.
Yeah, I can't help it. I'm not going to clean every day. I'm sorry.
I don't know if you do this. Have you ever let your heels get so dry that the skin cracks?
I don't have that problem.
All right. Yeah, you really take care of your feet. You are 36% gross girl.
That's
which is
lower
probably
than I was
really
expecting.
Low because, yeah, because I skipped a bunch of them. I skipped.
Yeah, you skipped a bunch of questions that you
questions
knew I was going to be really. Yeah, yeah, you, and
yeah,
you
know, and I didn't want to know. No, I just didn't want to know.
Right, and you don't know if I was 100% honest just now, anyway.
Now you pretty much are. I think you like your farts. Other than
I don't
like
my farts. No, nobody likes their farts. I don't believe that anybody enjoys the smell of farts.
Oh, yeah, give me some. Cut me a piece. Go away, Baton.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
What year is this?
2022.
Okay. Just want to make sure because Jackass is like the number one movie everybody's all excited about. And Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar are playing the Super Bowl.
Yes. So it is really 2002, not 2022.
Right.
But I don't think anybody really thinks it's 2022 because that's a number that doesn't seem possible.
Yeah.
So we stopped counting after 2019.
But here's what's weird about it, because I was really excited because I think I posted... or I had our assistant post on our Twitter page. And if you're not following us on Twitter, you should, at Cooper and Anthony. I had our assistant post something about them being in the Super Bowl. And I think she wrote something like, I can't believe there'll be a football game going on around the Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre concert. But that's how I feel. But then I was thinking about it and I was like, are we old? Like, I'm excited for Eminem. I'm excited for Snoop. I'm excited for Kendrick Lamar and Dr. Dre, who said, like, when he turned 50, he was like, I stopped. I was never going to rap again because no one wants to see a 50-year-old rapping, you know? So he just was sort of done with it. And, I mean, Mary J. is still making music. But I'm just, like, I was excited about it. But are we excited about it the same way our parents were excited about, like,
The Stones
or The Who or, you know, Neil Young? Like, is that the same thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm excited because it's not Shakira. So,
right.
You know, or The Weeknd. I think I'll actually be able to watch the halftime show. But now sports books are open for the whole game. And you can bet.
Mean?
You can bet on any part of the game. You can bet on what if the first commercial is going to be a beer commercial. Who's going to win the coin toss down the road? So you can bet on all these things, and also you can place bets on the halftime show.
Okay, in terms of like who comes out first, what everybody's wearing, what songs they're going to do,
okay.
You mean like that?
The first one is who is going to perform first? Eminem, Kendrick, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, or Dr. Dre?
No, Eminem.
Yeah, Eminem is odds favorite at 700. Kendrick Lamar is next, then Snoop Dogg.
Right, that sounds right.
So it's going to be Eminem. Maybe, I don't know. Will any part of Eminem's performance be censored?
I would think all of it.
But you got to think, you know, it's on NBC.
Right.
You know, and it's not really fun to watch a rapper being censored every other word. So,
but what choice do they have? Because all of their lyrics, every single one of them, all their lyrics have dirty words in them. You know,
I know, but Snoop has different versions that he raps. I've heard him do that cuts out the curse words. So they're used to it.
Eminem, yeah, you're right. Because Eminem, remember, he used to play live on MTV all the time. So he had to find a way around those words then. Yeah, I mean, there's got to be a way that they're going to do it. You know, the thing is, this is so... Think about Eminem right now. Before you finish these, I just think it's so interesting. Eminem is 50. He is performing at the Super Bowl, and he's up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like, Mm-hmm. This is amazing. This is an amazing year for him. Yeah.
For 50, I think that gets a lot of people down, but it's a good year for him because this year he turns 50. So will any of his performance be censored? Yes or no?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Some of it will be.
The odds favorite is no. So that is
that the whole song is going to be family friendly.
Yeah.
No.
Will a football be used as a prop? Yes or no?
No, they're not. That's so cheesy. They would never do that.
Yeah, no is the odds favorite. First song to be performed. So what is the first song that's going to be played at halftime? Here are your songs that you can choose from.
I think the whole thing's going to start with do-do-do-do-do-do. And you're going to hear Mom's Spaghetti. Yeah, I think it's starting with that.
So Lose Yourself.
Lose Yourself. Yeah, I think it's starting with Lose Yourself.
It's got good odds. It's plus 650, so it's got some good odds. California Love, Next Episode, Family Affair, Nothing But a G Thing, Lose Yourself, Drop It Like It's Hot, All the Stars, Still Dre, or Humble.
Well, I would think they would do Humble. You remember, they play the hits, even though Kendrick has had many more hits since he's had other albums since Damn. I have a feeling that they're probably going to play Humble. But no, they're not going to open. I think they start with Lose Yourself. Just think about how crazy everyone's going to go the minute it's dark and then suddenly you hear, you know, that beginning of Lose Yourself.
Okay, but here's my thoughts. It's being played in California. California is in the Super Bowl, LA Rams. So will they start it with California Love?
California Love. I think they close with California Love.
Okay, so that's the choice, either open or close.
Close,
okay. So you say start with Lose Yourself, close with California Love.
Yes.
Okay.
And Family Affair will definitely be in there somewhere.
Somewhere. The first Dr. Dre song, is it going to be the Next Episode, Still Dre, or Nothing But a G-Thang?
Well, I mean, because Snoop will be there, he'll probably do Nothing But a G... Well, no, I don't think it's going to be any of those. I think it's going to be something he's going to do with M. I think he will come out, and he and M will do...
Forgot About Dre.
Forgot About Dre, or Business. You know, they'll do something that they do together.
Well, odds favorite now is Nothing But a G-Thang. That's number one.
Okay.
Still Dre and Next Episode is the least favorite. What will the first Eminem song be? You say Lose Yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
My Name Is Real Slim Shady, Without Me, Stan, or any other song. So Stan is by far the least.
Least favorite, yeah. People don't like Stan.
How many?
I mean, they like it, but not, you know.
How many songs will be played during the Super Bowl? So you can actually bet on this. Over 8.5, under 10.5.
Well, here's the thing. They're not going to play full songs. They're going to do, like, pieces of songs.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to do the entire Lose Yourself. They're going to open with Lose Yourself, and then at some point, they're going to morph into Nothing But a G Thing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be over 8.5 because I think each person will do at least two songs.
Oh yeah, it has to be over 8.5.
Yeah.
Right. There's too many of them and they all have hits that we all want to hear. We're not going to hear the entire song, but we'll hear enough of it. Yeah, that's how they're going to do it. Remember, I went to go see Jay-Z. It's when he was having his feud with Kanye, and it was crazy because Kanye was in town. So we were like, is Kanye going to show up? But we're like, no, they're feuding right now. So what he did instead was he basically did a medley of just the songs that he does with Kanye. So it was Jay-Z by himself, and he just did a little bit of each Kanye song, and then he moved on to whatever was on 444.
Mm. Here's a bet you can make. And I would not place this bet because I have no idea. It could go either way. Will Snoop Dogg smoke on stage?
No, no way. Too many kids watching. I know that pot's legal. I know how he feels about it. But I think he's not looking to bring any negativity. And I think if he does smoke on stage, that will cause a problem. for some people. I wouldn't give a shit. Even if I had kids, I wouldn't give a shit because pot's legal, and I don't like the idea that we hide it and make it like it's, oh my God, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that there's enough people watching the Super Bowl who are very conservative that that would really bother them and it would be too problematic. There's no way.
And I think he's more of a pitch man now than he is a rapper.
Right. He doesn't want to lose sponsorships.
Right.
If he does one thing wrong, think about it. He has Corona, Beyond Meat, Bic lighters. I mean, every time I turn around, Snoop is promoting something.
Yeah, he doesn't want to lose that. I mean, out of all of them, I think he's the biggest pitch man right now. I mean, right. He's probably going to have more commercials during the Super Bowl than any of them.
Right. And I think that I read somewhere that Eminem is going to be having like a tent or something for Mom's Spaghetti, you know, his restaurant that he opened up.
Mm.
So I think he's going to be bringing like samples and have people come and cook and whatever. He's going to have Mom's Spaghetti.
There are odds when it comes to Eminem on what color his hair is going to be.
Oh.
It's going to be blonde or black.
Blonde.
You think it's going to be blonde? You think he's going to go back?
Every time I've seen him perform lately, he always performs with blonde hair.
He just did the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though, and he had black hair.
It's true, which is why I think he's going to have blonde hair.
I love that you can place a bet on that.
Yeah, even better. Yeah,
I'll
bet
blonde. Yeah, you could actually call up Eminem if you know his
can
number.
Can you imagine? My boyfriend's just like, he comes to the house. He's like, We don't live here anymore. What happened? I bet Eminem's hair was going to be blonde, and now we don't have a house.
I lost everything. I thought they were going to open with California Love.
I was sure. I was sure they were opening with Lose Yourself, and he was going to be blonde. Can you imagine having to go home and tell your family? Sorry, kids, you're not going to college. Why? Well, Dr. Dre didn't perform Nothing But a G Thing.
And it wasn't the first song. And Kendrick Lamar came out, and he opened the show. Come on.
I don't like girls.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
This is stupid.
So you know how a lot of therapists might say to a couple who is not having sex as often, or they're having like issues in their relationship and it's affecting their sex life. So a counselor might say to them, you know, up your sex game, do something you never did before, or bring in fantasies, or what's your fantasy, or let's try it. So this woman decided that she was going to up her game for her husband for his birthday and bring in a woman and do a threesome. It's something he always wanted. What?
So you can't.
What? What can't you do?
You can't do that.
Why?
Just do the research. How many couples break up a year after that? 6 months, 3 months, 2 months.
Yeah. No, you're right. Listen, either you're both into it. If you do it for somebody else, that's always going to be in your mind. You'll always think about them having sex with that other person. And it if you're someone like me, like that shit wears on you. You can't let that go. But what's interesting is, so of course, as you just predicted, the situation did go awry, but not in the way that you would think. What happened was, so they brought a third person in and it was a woman. Well, the wife was like going to town on this woman and realized that she was really into it. In fact, she's a lesbian.
See, that's the other hand. That could be it too. Now you got to worry about right. Your wife.
Well, you mean his ex-wife, because she has now left him and she fell in love with another woman, not the woman that they had sex with together, like yet another woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they are together and they are raising her two children that she had with the guy.
Yeah, you could never, ever do that. Bring another girl in, because you would be all for it. Okay, I love Joe and it's his birthday and I want to do something special. He always wanted this. And the night happens, you enjoyed it. The next day, you're calling that woman that bitch or
right,
every time
yeah.
you talk about it. Well, when you were with that bitch, you did this.
Yeah.
And yeah, you would never get over it.
I'm also lucky. I have a boyfriend that's not into that. Like, we've discussed it in the past. Not like, do you want to do it? Should we? Just like, we have friends that have, so we've just discussed how we both feel about it. And he's definitely not into that. That's not his thing. Which, thank God, because you're right. If he, see, here's the thing. If he was really into that and I was denying him that, I would feel so terrible and so guilty that he's into something sexual that I can't provide for him and I never will because I'm not into it. Like, that's a problem. So I'm really happy that he's not into it, 'cause that way I don't have to feel guilty about, like, you know, and then I don't have to worry about having to call her that bitch for the rest of her life.
Yeah, and I think he is into it. He just doesn't want you there.
He's into it, just not with me.
Yeah, you ruin it. The fantasy is not you there. When you put you in the... Because there's no way bringing you into that mix is going to be good. Because A, you're not into girls.
Right.
So you're not going there.
Right.
So you're just going to sit on the edge of the bed bitching the whole time with that look on your face.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And if he touches her 3 seconds longer than he touched you, oh, it's on.
I'm blowing the whole thing up. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
While it's going on.
Yeah. Right. That's true. Yeah, no, you're right about that. And it's funny. I'm the only one of my friends, and I mean the only one. I have some friends that are super conservative, and even they, like, kissed a girl in college or kissed a girl at some point at a party. I never did. Never. And I wasn't against it. Like, everybody was doing it around me. I just wasn't into it. It just wasn't my thing. You know, I'm not going to judge other people. It's just not. Don't judge me. You know, I'm not into it. You're into it. Good for you. Go for it. Just never. I've always been like, if you think of sexuality as like a spectrum where, like, on one side it's, you know, girls who like girls. The other side it's boys who like boys. And in between, you know, is something else. I've always been on. This is why I get along so well with gay men. I have always been on the, like, I'm really into men side, like, too into men, like, a little bit unhealthy into men. But yeah, I'm the only one of my friends that have never ever had that experience, just not because it wasn't offered to me. I wasn't interested. It wasn't my thing. So if my boyfriend decides that he wants a threesome, it would have to be with him and two other women.
Never going to hear the end of it.
Right, that's true. I would make it very unenjoyable for him. That's, you know, that's the bigger thing. It's like, you know, the anticipation that you think another girl is coming in. I would make it so miserable for him that he would never even want to have sex with me ever again. Like, he'd just be like, I've lost all interest in sex now.
Yeah, if the girl had a little stink or... So you would name her that for the rest of her life in your head when you fought and... I can just imagine.
Oh, fine. Where are you going? You going to go call broccoli? Is that where you're going?
A walkout. I know where you're going. I watched you.
You go to broccoli's house.
I don't even know where broccoli went. I bet you have her on speed dial right now. Oh God, you're never going to live this down. It was my birthday present.
Give me that phone. I'll call that vegetable
right now.
It was
my birthday present. And for the past 10 years, it's been the worst thing in my life.
That's right.
Yeah, so Joe wants it. Joe will never get it. Take this
back.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
So, you know, our closest pal, our favorite galaxy that's right near us, Andromeda Galaxy. Good friend of ours, you know.
Are you sure? I thought it was the Three Musketeers galaxy, because we were in the Milky Way galaxy.
Right.
And then there's the Snickers galaxy.
Right.
And the Three Musketeers
that's my favorite galaxy.
Right, that's a good one. You're right. Yeah. Good point. Forgot about those. Well, according to this, I don't know, science journal.
Science.
What do they know? We know it's the Snickers galaxy, but they're calling it Andromeda.
Okay, right.
Yeah. Just giggle about behind their back. So I don't know if you heard this in the news this week. But what had happened was our friend, the Andromeda Galaxy, a massive whirling disk of dust and stars, 2.5 million light years away from us, was actually the scene of a massive head-on collision with a smaller galaxy.
No!
Yes! But guess when it happened? That's what happened. Big crash. It happened 210 million years ago, according to the Science magazine, about the time the dinosaurs roamed the Earth and the Atlantic Ocean was still forming.
And we're just finding out about it now?
Well, it's 2.5 million light years. We didn't see it till now. It took a while for us to see it.
Right.
It happened. You know,
it's that.
Yeah. And I said something to Sean Lee. He goes, why didn't you tell me about the galaxy blowing up? You didn't leave it posted on the fridge? Come on. So I think this is interesting because when it talks about this galaxy, you know, not unlike ours, you know, what they're doing is they're searching for the cosmic dust and trying to see what it's made of and is there anything
water
that we can
particles.
Relate to. Well, exactly. Like what particles are they things that we can relate to? Are they things that is this, if this dust, if there's a collision, this dust is all over the place. So hopefully we can pick up on something and figure out what it's made of and what lived there, what didn't live there, what might still be living there. Mm-hmm. And then I was watching this on the CNN, and then our friend Chad sent me this, I don't know what he sent me, this official contract with aliens that's taking place in the next 4 months, apparently.
It's a scientist that's saying this, so it must be true.
In an unrelated story. No, this is a guy who wants to sell books on spirituality. This is not a scientist.
He's a doctor of some sort.
No, he's not. He's a doctor the way Dr. Laura is a doctor.
Oh, okay.
You know.
That drives you nuts.
It does. She's a gym teacher.
Okay, move on. Aliens.
Okay, aliens. Okay, so this well-known Brazilian UFO researcher. I can't even pronounce his name, really.
Okay.
He's convinced that by next year, humanity will have an official definitive contract with the extraterrestrial creatures from other galaxies. Now, the thing is, if this was an article and he just said it, I'd be like, interesting. But he's got that picture, the one with the guy with the big black eyes, the one that every time someone sees an alien, it's that one alien.
Okay.
Grays? Is it a gray?
Yeah, the gray.
Right,
with those big, giant black eyes.
Yeah, they're called grays.
Grays?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're called?
Right.
Who calls them that?
Chad.
UFO experts. There are several different varieties, and the grays are the most common.
How do you know so much about this?
I listen to Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Is that really how you know?
Uh-huh.
Or are you an UFO enthusiast?
Not a UFO enthusiast. I like all that weird paranormal stuff. I find it fascinating.
What part of it's fascinating to you?
That there could be people, grays out there somewhere.
Yeah, like spirits and ghosts and UFOs.
Everything you don't believe in.
You dig all that stuff.
Remote viewing. And I don't believe in it all, but I find it interesting to read about and listen about and things like that.
I think it's interesting. I would love some scientific proof.
Well, there probably is, but the government keeps it hidden from us.
Right, exactly.
See, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
If they would let you know, then you'd be like, there it is.
See, here's the thing. It's obviously impossible that there's no other life out there. There has to be other life out there. We can't be the only life in the entire universe. If there's other galaxies, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, how come there's no evidence? Where are they? And we haven't been there, so maybe they haven't been here. I have to assume maybe there is like a, you know, you've seen these shows, it's like there's a parallel universe. Mm-hmm. Like there's another Cooper, Anthony, and Chad doing their radio show on a Thursday night in the Andromeda Galaxy somewhere.
Right. But it's more like.
No, maybe their language is similar. Who knows?
Okay.
You know, if they had the same origins that we did, depending on what you believe in, I guess. But, you know, maybe their Anthony's funnier.
Maybe.
Well, they're even selling alien abduction insurance now.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
So
see, it must be true.
Nobody has put in a successful claim thus far, but
right.
They're selling the insurance.
Right. Well, they sell a lot of things just to make money.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. So, you know, look, if you're dumb enough to buy alien abduction insurance, then please go spend your hard-earned money on that.
No, please call us.
Or please call us.
I get a feeling that Cooper's a skeptic. What do you think, Anthony?
Yeah, I think
I'm a little bit of a skeptic. I'm not I'm willing to be proven wrong.
Okay, what if
there is none.
Okay, what if this race of grays that we're talking about, it was around 3,000 years before us, and they have this civilization. 3,000 years from now, we're probably going to have a UFO that can fly through space. So who's to say that they don't?
But no one's, I've never seen any real photographs. I've never seen any real, scientists have come in and said, great, show us what you got. And nobody who's quote unquote seen UFOs or showed pictures or anything has been able to find anything that a real scientist has been able to go, yes, that's something.
That's because they have sophisticated technology and they are able to thwart our feeble efforts to photograph or record them. And
you think that's what it is?
Yes.
And not many people carry a camera around with them. But if you had a camera, maybe you could take a picture.
Do you know people that have seen UFOs, have been abducted by a UFO or an alien, or have had an alien experience?
Do you know people like that?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I know people that have claimed to see UFOs, absolutely. I don't know.
Well, UFO just means unidentified flying object. Could be. I can throw a Frisbee and go, what was that? And somebody can go, that was a Frisbee. Oh, I didn't identify it until you've told me, mm-hmm. and now I see it's a Frisbee.
So, but if they saw a UFO, it could have been aliens.
I don't know if UFO means aliens necessarily.
Well, it means like a spacecraft of some sort.
There's something flying around that you can't identify. Doesn't mean that somebody else can't identify.
Okay. But if nobody else can, then it's UFO. Then it's a alien spacecraft.
Right. I bet you some people that are listening right now have seen UFOs.
Okay. If you've seen a UFO, if you've seen an alien spacecraft, if you know someone who's been abducted by an alien, or even better, if you've been abducted by an alien.
Or if you are an alien.
Or if you are an alien.
That
would be
perfect.
If you are an alien, and with that one finger, you can dial the phone. Call 877-6-COOPER.
George Norrie has had guests on that claim they're aliens.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And yeah. People that travel through time and space. And
absolutely.
Yeah. They said his show 10 years from now will still be good. Because they heard it 10 wow. years from now. So it's all true.
I'd love to believe that. I really would love to believe, because I'd love to know. I'd love to know that we're not, because sometimes you feel like, God, what's it all about? And, you know, you question all this stuff. So it'd be nice to think that there is something else out there so you don't feel so alone sometimes.
But you're so easily swayed right now. If somebody called and said they were an alien and could make you believe it, you'd probably believe it.
I don't, not over the phone. They'd have to come in.
No, maybe, I guarantee they could do it.
I'd want to give them a blood test. Do you have alien blood?
See if your blood is red.
Is it red? Is it red,
or green?
Made up of other stuff?
Right. But they might call.
Robert, you saw a UFO?
Yes, ma'am.
Where were you?
I was waiting on my bus in Iredell County.
And did you, What did you see exactly? First, tell me the experience.
Well, I was just like looking around, and you know when you see like a bubble underwater, how it kind of deforms stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it kind of looked like that, except it was like this golden orb.
Ooh. Okay, so it wasn't like something that could have been a plane or something else. It was something that you really went, I've never seen that before.
Yeah. Hey, where do you get your sound effects at?
Out of my machine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but it was weird, and from what I remember, it seems like it just like magnified my face as it went by, like it was looking at me. You know, like on War
the Matrix,
of the Worlds. Huh?
Kind of like on the Matrix.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was just freaky, and from what I remember, I also heard this like beeping sound, like soft little beep.
Oh, so it really was an experience that you'd never had before. It wasn't like, okay, it's probably a plane. You actually stopped and said, this is something new.
Then I spit out the acid, but whoa, no more of that.
Yeah.
Now, did anybody else report seeing something that night, too?
No, this is like in the morning, but no, nobody else reported it. Have you ever seen the movie Sphere?
Yes.
It kind of looked like that, and then I saw the movie Sphere. I was like, "Whoa, dude, that could be it, man!"
Like that's what you saw.
That flying from the thing.
That's really, really, and you never saw anything like it before or since. It was just this one experience.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Stop doing acid, Robert.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you. That's interesting, don't you think? Because
mm-hmm.
I could, you know, because the thing about the reason why I think that's interesting is because a lot of people that say, "Oh, I see them all the time," that I don't believe. The fact that Robert saw it once and never saw it again, that makes me go, might have been something.
And he explained it like nobody's ever really explained it before that I've heard.
That, yeah, right. I've never heard that description before. That was something kind of unique. Plus, there was a sound to it that he hadn't heard.
Right.
So, hmm.
Lots of drugs.
It could be lots of drugs. Could be very good drugs. Or maybe he saw something.
Okay.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Now, your family member has what?
Worked for a part of the government
mm-hmm.
that was a member of the Project Blue Book, which has been shut down a couple years ago.
Project Blue Book? I don't know what this is.
It's a government program, I guess, that was researching UFOs, mm-hmm. even back to Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is if they're sworn to secrecy, people that were actually part of this project, What are they protecting? If it's just aircraft that they're testing, why would we care?
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, I mean, I've actually talked to my family about it, and he said, that's sworn to secrecy. We can't divulge any information. Well, you know, the government gives us absolutely no reason. If we're testing aircraft, why would we care, you know?
And now let me ask you something else. So if, did you not believe anything until this family member was telling you the story? Did you not think any aliens existed or anything before this?
No, I've always felt that there's got to be more going on out there. I mean, we have evolved, you know, very rapidly in the short time that we've been on Earth.
We have evolved very quickly, you're right.
We're stupid to think, or we're ignorant to think that, you know, we're the only people out there.
You see, I have to say, especially after reading everything I read up on the Andromeda crash and that whole thing that happened millions of years ago that we saw yesterday, I'm thinking, you know, it's egotistical to think that we're the only thing out there. But I'm just so interested in why there's, like, why the government wouldn't release evidence. Why wouldn't they want us to know something like that? What's the big secret? What's the big deal? Wouldn't it be interesting? Wouldn't it be a great finding and a great thing to say to people? Guess what? We're not alone out there.
They were afraid it would cause mass panic, cause, like, the stock market
the panic?
Market to go down. And
where
so
would there be the why panic?
Well, maybe not even just mass panic, but okay, we lied to you guys for so many years. Yeah, Roswell did exist. The government has been hiding stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, so sorry.
Right, that's a good point. They don't want to lie to us, right? Like, because the government would never lie to us.
Oh, no way.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you. That was really interesting. Now, Robin, you saw a UFO?
Yes, I did. And first of all, I'd like to say I love your show.
Oh, it's very sweet. Nice. Thank you. Well, we love you. We love you calling us.
Okay, thank you. And I am so nervous. I don't know if I'm nervous because I'm talking to you or because of the subject. But, yes.
I'm so interested in this subject. I really am. I'm so absolutely interested.
Yes, okay. My husband and I, a long time ago, it was like in the 70s. I think it was toward the middle 70s. Mm-hmm. We walked over to my mother. She lived right up the road from us. And she was babysitting our children, and we just walked up to her house, and we saw something in the sky. So we just walked on up the road. And my mother's aunt's house was just at the top of the hill because we all live, you know, we're all kin down that road. We all live. And we saw it in the sky, and we stopped to look at it, and it was sitting there, and it was just hovering. And it made no sound, and there was lights that were just going really slow around the object. And we wanted to take a picture, so we ran back down to my mother's house, and we tried to find a camera. We couldn't find a camera because she's not really into pictures and that sort of thing. So we couldn't find the camera, but we went back, and it was still there. So we just looked at it, and as we were looking at it, the lights just slowly picked up. I don't remember the colors now, but there was, like, it was either orange, yellow, red, or green, blue. I don't know, but when it picked, they just started turning, and they just blended into each other, and then it just shot off, and it did, like, a 90-degree angle. It just went straight and out, and it was gone.
See, let me tell you why this is freaking me out, because you weren't, like, alone somewhere. There were other people that saw the same thing.
It was my husband at the time, yes.
Because you weren't alone, there's somebody else there to verify the story, which is why I asked Robert, did anyone else report seeing that night?
We didn't report it. The funny thing is about that, we just, I don't know. It's just like we didn't report it. We didn't make a big thing of it. We didn't, I don't know. That's kind of strange.
Did you not, you didn't feel scared?
Kind of strange.
You didn't feel scared. You felt like, oh, we're looking at something unusual, and now it's gone away.
No, we weren't scared at all. You know, we were just amazed at it because we didn't understand. But then later, now this is another quirky thing about it. Mother's aunt's daughter that lived in the house up there, she worked for the Pentagon, which we didn't know at the time. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, and I was thinking about this a couple years later, you know, thinking about it, and I thought, well, she worked at the Pentagon. I just wondered, you know, this crossed my mind. Did, you know, was there anything that tied that together? You know, that was the question that popped up into my brain. But,
right.
I mean, I don't know if she, you know, I never spoke to her about it, never told anybody. Really, we really didn't discuss, you know, this. But that was a question that came up in my mind.
It's too bad you didn't ask her about it, because that would have been really interesting.
Well, I might, because I see her periodically, and I may do that.
Well, I mean, just out of curiosity, don't you want to know?
Yes, I know that I know what I saw. I don't know where it where it came from. I mean, you know, I don't know if it's our government or if it's from somewhere else, but I do know what I saw.
And you've seen nothing like that before or since?
I'm sorry?
You've seen nothing like that before or since?
I haven't seen anything like that since. And before that, my mother and I had an experience when I was a teenage girl.
Mm-hmm.
I played basketball, and she came to pick me up at school, and she took me home, and she was looking in the sky, and she said, "Oh, look over there." And I looked, and there was like just a big star-looking like thing, and then there was a couple small little stars, and she said, "I believe that's a UFO." And she said, "I would really love to talk to him." I said, "Oh, yeah, me too, Mom." But I was just, you know, I was like, whatever. You know?
Right, right.
And I said, "Me too." And she said, "Look, the little one's going into the big one." You know? And we're driving down the road. And she said, "I really would like to talk to him." And I said, "Yeah, I would. Mom, I would too." You know, but I thought, you know. Mm-mm. And then all of a sudden, there was the car started acting really, really crazy.
I mean,
it cut off. The turn signals came off and on. The car, it was really, really strange.
I have chills.
And then I started getting scared. And then I went down and crawled in the floorboard of the car. I mean, I got so scared. I crawled in the floorboard of the car on the passenger side, and she's trying to get the car started, and the turn signals are going, and and it wouldn't start. She couldn't get it cranked. Then there was this big light came over, which I was in the floorboard of the car, and I automatically thought it was, and I don't know what it was, but I assumed it was another car coming over, you know, passing us, because it was a light, and I assumed it was headlights, and to this day, I probably was another car coming, but I was in the floorboard, and I was so scared then. I mean, I was just totally, totally scared. Now, that I was scared at that particular point. I didn't see anything. I didn't see anybody. The only thing I saw was the star in the sky and the little ones, you know, that she was talking about, and then the car acting really, really crazy. Now, my mother did report that. She did report that.